This is Fitzy and Whipper.
Finally, they've found it. We're going to live forever, guys. No, I do want to live forever. So we might get Zayn and Taylor Swift to redo that song. It's going to be I Want to Live Forever. Now you can do it, guys. This is just such great news.
Well, it's not going to help you live forever, isn't
it? Oh, yeah. 20% according to this article.
Well, isn't it for your skin? Isn't it a cream?
No, it's not anti-aging, mate. It's internal. It's like human growth hormones, but scientifically proven and therefore must be legal. It's called the Fountain of Youth, page 17 of the paper this morning. Capable of reversing the aging process. They're going to trial it very soon, mate. Could be on the market 2020. That's not far away. So I'm trying to work out who your target market is. I mean, when you hit kind of 70 and your knees are buggered and you're a bit senile, do you want it then? Can it work then? Or is it for you, people like you, Frizy?
You're too old then.
Sort of in your
40s. I would say my age.
Yeah.
I'd say 40s.
Yeah, you want to start preserving from a time when you're still mobile kind of at your best.
You know, you're right. Another 20% is massive though. The scientists have found a vitamin that helps cell repair in DNA damaged cells. So it's effectively like human growth, but they're saying this is a scientific approved way of doing it.
Is human growth what they give to mice and then you see an ear coming out of their back?
Well, no. Human growth is...
Is that one? You know those scientist ads that you see or those things and there's always an ear growing on the back of a mouse? No,
why do they always grow ears on them?
That's when they graft an ear, Sarah.
No, it's not nice. Yeah.
So you can do that. Like if we sewed my ear onto your back, your body would take my ear.
That's not bad.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure it's that simple.
Yeah, but for the record. Would you then hear things with Fitzy's voice if I spoke to your back?
Only if my back was towards you. Mm-hmm.
And then finally, Sarah can hear what we say about her behind her back.
Slice it off, mate, and stick it on.
I'm not going to get any better than that today. I'm out of here.
That's it from Fitzy. How tough would it be being a lab mice? Like a rat where they do all their studies.
Lab rat.
Did I get that right?
Mouse?
What did I say?
Mice.
I've lost the plot. I'm not going to get any better than that today, guys. That's it for me too.
Just go lab rat.
The mice that they used.
Great broadcaster, lab rat.
The mice that they used lasted 20% longer. How good is that? That's where they've done their study, right? I mean, they do so much on mice. They do propecia and hair studies as well. I would be so nervous as a lab rat. You'd wake up and you go, what am I doing today? Am I living longer or am I proving that hair growth can come back?
Or have I got an ear on my back?
Or have I got an ear on my back?
I'd love to see the whipper rat that's been just tested with propecia, had its back lasered.
He's right here, mate. He's just he's sitting in the studio with you. So, look, this could be on the market very soon. Also great, they say, if you've had radiotherapy because it can bring back damaged cells. This guy's already on them, this doctor. How's this for a great quote? And I think you can use this if you're in the medical game. He already takes it. He said, I take it out of intellectual curiosity.
Nah, you don't, mate.
No, we'll see.
Nah, cheaper to test on yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm just proving it my own way.
Bit dodgy. I'd test it on other people first before I test it on myself.
There's a guy, like, when you talk about human growth, and the body produces natural human growth hormones, and one way you do that is by fasting, right? So if you continue to add protein to your cells, then it's like hitting the accelerator, and they speed up and they replace themselves. They burn out and replace. When you fast, your cells stop and they rejuvenate, right? That's the whole idea, and that is how human growth then is produced.
All right.
But a guy that I know, he's taken human growth hormones, and who knows whether there's going to be a long-term effect on it. I don't think it's been around long enough for people to know. You hear rumours about half of Hollywood being on it because it keeps your hair the right colour and your teeth are white. And this guy, he had a foot operation, and his doctor said, mate, you're not going to be able to run for about a year. Had to have all his toes broken. And then after about 8 months, he was running, and the doctors turned to him and said, human growth? And he went, yep. I needed to do this faster. So outside of his doctor's care, on the side, he'd just chased a bit of human growth, and that was the result. He also had grey hair that went back to its original colour.
Yeah, but wait up. There's side effects of human growth as well, and that's why it's illegal in the professional sport game, mate. So for people out there going, oh, wow, Whipper sounds awesome, let's go get some human growth.
Yeah, I'm not
there's
selling
There's a
lot
it. Of side effects to
but
it that
besides,
can affect you in the long run.
Well, we don't know that. Besides... because it hasn't been around for long enough. Besides Explorer socks and keyrings, we have now got the 6 o'clock club human growth hormone that we're giving away.
Oh, right, okay.
So get on the show. Everyone that gets on the show this morning. Yeah, I do want to live forever. I can now, thanks to the 6 o'clock club. Let's see how that one goes down.
Honesty is always the best policy, I think, with police. And I've learnt that over the years. As I've matured, Sarah, I think you really do. When you get pulled over by the cops,
mm-hmm.
your days of lying are over.
When did you ever think it was okay to lie to a cop?
No, I don't think I ever went through a stage where I went, lying's your best friend here.
No. Well, you know, you try to get out of speeding fines by saying you've got an emergency or it could be... RBT's a big one as well. When you watch RBT...
Yep.
Everyone's go-to response, have you had any drinks tonight? And always, yeah, just a couple.
Just a couple.
Yeah,
because
sure.
they know a couple should be okay. You're still under the limit.
Yep. And when has a policeman ever turned around and went, oh, that's fine, we won't breathalyse you then if you've just said out a couple.
Yeah, off you go.
Nah, you're right, mate. Sorry for getting in your way.
Well, this guy's taken it to another level up in Darwin. I got this out of the NT News. Jeez, it's a good publication. I love that paper.
The best.
So the cops got a phone call, Sarah, at 4:15 a.m.
Mm.
after a big night, and a guy was slurring on the line saying, guys, can you come and meet me at my address here? I've had a few too many. I've actually driven home and I've pranged my mate's car into the back of a car.
Oh.
The thing is, though, I'm over the limit and I just got to... I want to be honest with you as well. I don't have a license.
Ah, that's a bad
day. Oh, he's dubbed himself in.
Mm. So before they actually came out to see, the crime scene, he's rang them and honesty, best policy... I mean, he's in lockup now and he'll probably be in there for a couple of years, sure, but it was just good to be honest.
Look, he probably gave away too much. I mean, it's fine to say, it's fine to be honest and maybe throw out, hey guys, I'm going to be up front. I'm guilty about something here. I might need your help. But to list off your crimes, God, you were inviting the judge to come into your house and sentence you on the spot.
Well, that's right. And usually if you've had a few drinks as well, if you wait a couple of hours, you might be okay. You know what I mean?
Because isn't the sort of the done thing is if you're in a car accident, right, and it's your fault, you never say sorry. Well, that was what I was taught to believe, is whatever the situation is, never say sorry. Because just in case you aren't at fault, then you've admitted that it was your fault.
Yeah,
saying
right,
sorry to who? The person that you've hit?
Yeah, let's say, for instance, there was a complication or a technicality, Sarah, and it wasn't actually your fault, but in the moment you thought it may have been, and then all of a sudden you end up in court and you're bluing with a person, and the guy says, well, the first thing you said to me when you got out of the car was sorry, because you knew you'd done the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't look good.
Never ever say sorry.
The other thing is, telling the truth, there's a fine line there, Sarah, and if you can pick a moment in your life, like my dad, Mick, he unfortunately had a bad, when he was a sparky, a switchboard blew up in his face and he had a bad accident. He was in intensive care for a bit. But like 5-10 years after that accident, he still used that same story to get out a speeding fine, saying that he was still on work cover.
Oh.
And, at one stage he was on work cover, so technically he wasn't lying.
Mm-hmm.
But he would say, mate, I've got two kids, I'm working hard, I'm a sparky with hardly any money, I'm on work cover, have a look at my burns. Look at my burns. And he used to pull up his top and show him his burns. And he used to get off his speeding fines all the time.
Yeah, Mum got caught out one time. She was pulled over by the cops. They said, why are you speeding? She said, there's an emergency at home. I've got to get home. Thinking the cops will say...
My son's wet his bed.
My son's wet his bed again. He's crying.
He's failed his HSC.
and it's his 13th birthday.
Yeah. Okay. Mum says, there's an emergency at home. Thinking the police will say, no worries, sorry, go home, get there. And the police said, not a problem, we'll escort you home. So they followed her home into the house where the so-called emergency was going to be.
And what was
then
it?
Gave her a... There was no emergency.
Oh.
And she was just trying to...
Then gave her a lap dance. Turns out they were both strippers looking for a hen's party. a weird twist at the end of the story. John doesn't know that one, so good morning, Dad. Right, where were we?
I'm very confused at the moment. There's something going on that I just... These aftershave ads and these perfume ads are just getting more ridiculous.
Yeah,
at the
sure.
moment. Very confusing. One minute you're in a field, next minute you're out in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of good-looking women. That's where they're trying to suck you in. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Massive.
You don't realise how much money, like Chanel makes from their fragrances, is ridiculous.
I tried to say to somebody the other day, when you're paying over $400 for a perfume or whatever it might be, and it's a brand like Chanel... I said, it can't be costing them that much to make.
Yeah.
They said, you don't understand how much they spend on the research and development. into getting that fragrance right. I suppose it'd be like a fine wine, and you go through the process of mastering the craft until you have that exact scent. And who's the person that says, I've got a scent in mind?
Yeah.
Like, how do you think of a smell that you want?
Well, yeah, do you walk past somewhere and go, oh, that'd be good?
I need that, but a little more fruity.
Yeah, but see, the other thing as well is that they're sucking you in. Even with deodorants, like Lynx, when you watch the Lynx ads, you see an everyday bloke. Some majority of the time, it's like a nerd.
Yeah.
But he's in nightclubs picking up hot chicks.
Just thanks to Lynx.
That's not realistic, Sarah. That doesn't happen because you wear a deodorant.
Oh, come on, some fragrances are pretty pretty good turn on. Like there's this smell from the clothing store Abercrombie & Finch, which I don't know if we have here, but it's definitely in the States. And when you go into the store, they are spraying that fragrance everywhere.
There's also men, ripped men without their shirts on, greeting you as you walk in.
But this is the thing. So whenever I smell that fragrance now, when someone wears it in the office, that is where I go.
There's a new one out for Diesel, right? And the aftershave's called Diesel Bad.
Oh, hang on.
The guy in there, he's all right looking. Like, he's not even really that good looking.
Is he bad?
But the girl in there is hot, right? So they're face-to-face, Sarah.
Mm.
And he's got his leather jacket on. She's got her leather jacket on. Yeah. And she's just looking at him into his face. All she wants to do is kiss him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes out with these words. This is the ad.
I will make your heart beat. Sometimes break. I will love you every day, but I won't be here every day. You'll never know where I live, where I stay. I'll be no angel. Now you know.
Diesel
and then
Bad.
She kisses him.
A new fragrance
so
for men.
He's basically saying to this girl, you'll never see me. I'm never going to tell you where I live.
Yeah.
I'm going to be such a bad boy. I'm being honest with you. I'm going to love you every day.
Yeah.
And this is the way it's going to be. And she's like, oh, you're so hot, and kisses him.
Yeah.
That's not real life. If I told BJ at the start, babe, I just want to give you the heads up. I love to drink with the boys. I'm not going to tell you where I live. I'm going to be a bad boy. But you know what? I'll love you every day.
I will love you every day. And you might not be able to see me, but good news, you can smell me because I'm wearing Diesel Bad.
It's so unrealistic, Sarah.
I don't know. I'm pretty turned on
right now. I'm going to treat you like absolute trash. Kiss me.
Yeah.
It's never going to work.
Oh, because that doesn't work for blokes. Well, treat a man, keep him keen. It exists for a reason.
I'm just imagining some 15-year-old kid with his braces on at high school, just chucks on a bit of Diesel Bad, rocks up to school, goes up to the hottest chick in his year, and he's just going to get a right fist across his face, Sarah.
Head smashed into the lockers.
Oh, so unrealistic.
He's gone home sad.
Mate, what's the name that your wife calls you?
God, there's a few names that come out.
Well, you're Michael Whipfley, but what does she call you?
She calls, like, normal name would be Mike. She would refer to me as Mike. But there's also Baby and Babes, and there's Muffin, and there's Cutie Ones as well, which are very private for around the house.
Let's focus on Mike.
Or Big Boy. I get Big Boy a lot.
Do you get Mikey every now and then as well?
Yeah, Mikey. Come here, Mikey. What would you like for dinner, Mikey? Give me a hug, you beautiful beast, Mikey.
Interesting.
Why?
But,
what's it?
Your wife calls you that. Because, look, we're a little bit suspect at the moment. I don't know what you've been doing outside of your marriage, but there was a report that was on in the States last night.
Right.
And we think that you may have ducked over there. Listen to this.
Good evening, Glenn. A coalition of 18 Hollywood women are in hot pursuit of this man, an accused serial impregnator. The women say they all met him between 2013 and 2016 in the East Hollywood neighborhood, and are now seeking payment to the tune of $2.3 million in child support.
My baby needs shoes. My baby need a crib. My baby need an iPhone. Where you at, Mike? Where you at, you bum-ass cracker with your weak-ass stroke?
But I'm not going to let him see me do that. I ain't going to let him see me do it. But we waiting on you, Mikey. We waiting on your ass.
It's Riddle. It's Riddle.
And one more thing, ladies. Don't let him get on top, because he's a drooler. He drooled in my eye one time, and my still burning, girl.
Anyone with information in this case, please visit findmikeymike.com or text that number.
All right, you got me.
Findmikeymike.com, guys.
I didn't mean to dribble in her eye. I'd been eating spicy food. I want to apologize to all the girls. No, I can't believe that Richard Wilkins has been getting around pretending to be Mikey. Mate, he's Mr. L.A. My God.
Find MikeyMike.com. We've found him, guys.
Sarah, you love your entertainment.
I do.
You're a sucker for it. You feast on it. When you get home, what do? E Channel, nonstop. Just researching for that 7:30 segment you do.
Everything about my life comes back to that 7:30 segment.
Yep. Kardashians, yep. Ryan Seacrest. What else can I learn? Brad, Ange, tell me more.
Well, you do. And it's like when your car's running out of petrol and you go to a petrol station.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah just she goes into reception here at Nova and she just basically fills herself up with women's days and new ideas. Yeah.
Yep, they're my bread and butter, my lifeline.
Does Gary feel strange when you say, no, I don't want to go out for dinner because there's a new episode of the Kardashians on TV?
Oh, I reckon he would if I ever did
you
that.
You do that.
Yeah,
you do.
Do I?
Yeah, just show commitment to it.
Yeah,
who would Gary be in the Kardashian clan?
Caitlin.
Well, is there like a nerd?
No,
maybe it's Scott Disick. Well dressed, groomed, but like
cheater.
A rampant cheater.
Real cheater.
Scott's a bit of a tool, and I don't think he'd be Lamar because he's not on hillbilly heroin.
No, he's not on the cheap
gear. I saw him last week.
No.
Just come back from Canberra.
I don't know.
Anything could have been happening. Stumbling out of another bar.
Gary! Don't worry, she's watching the Kardashians.
All right, what's your point?
I was trying to say, you're going to need to help me with this name because I never know how to say it. Kaylee Cuoco.
Kaylee Cuoco?
Cuoco.
I don't know if it's Cuoco.
Whatever. Fits. It doesn't matter what he says. He's going to get it wrong.
No, but how do you say it?
I thought it was Kaylee Cuoco.
Cuoco.
Let's call her Chanel.
You're going a little quiet off the Cuoco.
Well, now that you all shake your heads, like, thank you,
Matt.
You are
right.
So how do you say it, Matt?
Cuoco.
Cuoco. Yeah.
God, is that, what is that, Fijian? It'd be Hawaiian.
Does she look Fijian to you?
I have no idea what she looks like.
She's from that.
She's very attractive.
She's
eyes just giving me the thumbs
Big
up.
Big Bang Theory.
She looks nothing like a Fijian woman.
Nothing.
I've just confirmed that.
She's very good looking.
She's in the Big Bang Theory. Just found out of the past two seasons of the show, guess how much she's cleaned up? $43.2 million.
No. Isn't that what she's going to get paid for the next two seasons?
Why would you complicate? Stop the segment down to correct me because I haven't even read the story. I've just got a figure on a sheet.
Well, I have read the story.
What does it matter? What does it matter whether she got it for the past two or the next two? She's getting $42 million.
For the past 10 seasons, they've been getting paid well, but she's getting paid more than that in the next two seasons
irrelevant.
To continue. They didn't want to do it, mate.
I'm attaching a figure to a name. It doesn't matter when it arrives.
$200,000 per episode. Now they're going to be getting $350,000.
That's exactly what I was about to say, Sarah, if you'd let me finish.
I'm just trying to help you out.
I'm going to. You know I love the Big Bang Theory and stories about Kaylee Cuoco.
When they started, they only got $30,000.
Well, I knew that too. Oh, yeah. No, but don't back-chat me on the Big Bang Theory.
I don't think anyone's back-chat. I think we're all helping you.
Sorry.
It's a fine line, though, isn't it? Like, you know, with television shows, you want to be a part of a successful television show. With Seinfeld, I mean, there's that story where they offered him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, that's it. Seinfeld's over. It's had enough. I mean, I think it went 9 series. And they were like, mate, Jerry, you don't understand. Like, we're prepared to offer you $2 million an episode.
Wow.
And he was like, no. No, we've got to go out on a high note.
Yep.
This is like Big Bang Theory. You could probably get out of Big Bang Theory now and it would be cult classic.
Yep,
people
so much
talk
money.
About it for years. But when they throw that money at you, as if you could knock it back.
That Seinfeld story is similar to what happened to Fitz and I with 20 to 1. We went, no, we're getting out on a high. No, we won't. No, keep throwing cash at
was
you.
Was it want. $30,000 an episode?
That was the offer. That was the offer that actually came through. It went from 20 to 1. And we were like, what?
That's
no, why, we're out of
that's
here.
That's why they named the show.
$20,000 to 1,000,000.
The last episode was just about Fitzy and I. What I want to do, though, because, I mean, I've never, ever seen The Big Bang Theory, and I would question anybody that does. I suggested the other day on the show that if you do, you've probably got more than one cat at home as well. And the next call that came on the show, watched the show and had three cats. It's up there with that 70s show. Is that still on TV?
No. Oh, no. Repeats playing
Foxtel.
Is it? Foxtel.
MDG, yeah. Do you watch The Big Bang Theory?
If it's on, I don't mind watching it, but I don't go out of my way.
I wouldn't know one character. I don't even know what they look like. I just, for a show to have so much success commands a big following, but I don't actually know who watches it.
Mm.
13-24-10, love to know if you think you're the only person watching a TV show, if there's something you like to watch but you figure no one else does. I mean, is it the Home Shopper Channel? Do you find yourself glued to that each night? SBS, The Food Lover's Guide. Do you guys ever watch that?
No.
No,
great
not really.
Show. Great show. What else is out there? Millionaire Matchmaker. Did you ever settle in for that?
Oh, yeah, that is
how
a good show.
Is she?
I watched this show on Netflix, which I'm going to have to confess, and hopefully Gary's not awake because he'll think much less of me for this.
Please.
It's called Riverdale, and it's this American... they've taken the Archie comic books and made it really dark and serious and around a murder mystery in the town, and they're all high school kids. And it's got Luke Perry in it, who I loved
Luke
in
90210. Perry.
Yes! So I watch that when I'm home alone.
Another great show you've got to get. Come Dine With Me. It's on Foxtel.
Yeah.
It is a cooking reality show where they cook in their own home and they go around.
Yeah, it's called My Kitchen Rules,
mate. The voiceover is hilarious. Come Dine With Me.
Yeah,
get on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know the format.
Get on it.
I just never thought I'd hear that out of your mouth.
It's an amazing show.
BJ watches that.
Yeah.
She tapes it.
Maddie's in West Pennant Hills. What do you watch, Maddie, that you think no one else is watching?
Good morning, boys. I'm a big fan of My 300-Pound Life. It makes me feel a little bit better about myself, just in general.
My 300-Pound Life?
Wife.
Oh, My 300-Pound Wife.
That's tough.
Life.
Oh, with an L. Yeah, it's not just a group of guys. Could have been a feeder show. You're right, Fitzy. You never know. So what, Maddie? Do they just sit around and eat, or how does it work?
No, it's like their weight loss journey, but lots of them fail. Oh. And so it's kind of like a year in their life of them just gaining the like an extra 300 pounds on top of. Some of them are like 800 pounds. Jeez. They start off at 800 pounds. It's insane. So
they should do a show that's the opposite to The Biggest Loser, where that's, you go on, you're in good nick,
that's
and by the end of the show, you are 300 pounds,
yep.
Awesome. And you're the winner.
Fitzy's Blowout, they could call it. You could host, it. Annabelle, hello.
Hello, how are you going?
What are you watching you think no one else is watching?
It's this weird Chinese show called If You Are the One.
Yeah.
It's on SBS, and it's like a dating show, and they are brutal. Like, one guy stands up there in front of, like, 24 women, and they put their heart on the line, and the women just buzz out. And whoever's left at the end, they choose out of the ones left, like, who they'll go on
a date.
Yeah,
I've heard about this. I think it was similar to the one James Curley hosted. You know the one
yes.
Curls hosted?
I do remember
it's something,
that.
It's something like that, but, yeah, it's really brutal. They're like, oh, I don't like that you live with your parents. Sorry. And just buzz out.
Very, very excited because Little Mix are coming to Australia in July. The Glory Days Tour tickets go on sale next Wednesday at livenation.com.au. Very, very excited to have Perry and Jade with us. Good morning, girls.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We're missing you, girls. We're so excited to have you back in July. And you are selling so many tickets. You're putting on extra shows. You're looking forward to coming back to Australia?
Yes, we can't wait. It's definitely one of our favourite places to come to, and it's been a while, so it'll be nice to be back again. And we can't believe the response of, like, the show selling out and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Fabulous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Australia loves you guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, before we continue with this chat, I just wanted to put my hand up and apologise because last time we got a chance to chat, God, we were having a good time. Fitzy and I and Perry, Jade, were all flirting outrageously. And then I asked an inappropriate question. And Jade, I think you ripped the page out of my hand and tore up my questions. That was fair enough.
Right. Well, you know, it was just one of those days. I was feeling very emotional. And you just tipped us over the edge.
Yeah.
Why isn't Jessie wearing her engagement ring in Sydney?
That's on brutal. That is brutal.
So you just came up with that. Jeez.
Next question,
hey,
sir.
I didn't write the questions.
It was actually a very fun interview. It was probably our favourite of the day.
Do you know what I love about you girls? And congratulations on your Brit Awards, girls. You dominated over there, but we played a video which was so funny. It was after you received the award and you sort of, you go backstage, girls, you go on the media wall and you get interviewed and you girls, well, Leanne, it looked like it had a few drinks and I just loved her potty mouth when she was celebrating afterwards, ladies.
Guys, we are Little Mix and we've just won a Brit Award for British Best Single.
What she meant was British.
British.
Best single.
I'm so sorry, I've had a few bevvies. I don't care, because I'm having best out of my life.
Oh, Jessie, yeah, we'd all had a bit too much to drink, because we didn't realise that after you win an award, you have to, like, go and do a press run. So we won the award and just kept drinking all night. And then they were like, oh, yeah, you've got interviews now. We're like, what? We're drunk.
What is it like at those awards, girls? Is it good? Do you mingle with the other artists while you're there, or are you so far away from each other? It is a good night.
Well, when you perform, and it's a little bit like nerve wracking because you obviously all you can think about is doing that well. But luckily, we were on first, So we did our performance, then we kind of just relaxed and sat at our table and started drinking. And yeah, you talked with our artists and all the posh people from all the labels and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We weren't expecting to win anything, so that was another reason why we didn't really take any notice. Or we didn't mind having a little bevy. And then when we won, we were just like, couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
We were in shock.
Girls, have you thought about, because we were so inspired by the beautiful Adele, who has been touring here in Australia, her entry's been quite unique because she had to get to the middle of the field, and that meant she needed to do it secretly, so she was wheeled in undercover in a box to the middle of the ground, like a equipment box, and then she got out and everybody went, how did she get there? Have you guys thought about doing some of that gear for your entry, just sort of to build it up?
What about a cannon, girls? What about you all get shot out of a cannon into the middle of the oval?
Yep.
And there's a huge net there. You land on the net, jump off, and then straight into your first performance.
I don't know if we've got the budget for that, but we'll give it a go. Why not?
If you try it first. Yeah, I know.
All right, we'll have a crack.
Yeah, we'll be your stunt doubles. Was there anything you didn't get to do last time you were here, girls? I mean, you're always being pulled in every direction. You're busy girls. Was there something you wanted to do when you are in Australia next?
We did get a little bit of time, didn't we? What else is really touristy to do?
Annoyingly, you've just missed out on what they call the Sydney Skinny, where everybody turns up at the beach and strips down to the nude and goes for a swim, because that would have been good fun.
Naked, but naked.
Yeah, but naked.
There's got to be some skinny dip stories in Little Mix somewhere. Have you girls been at a hotel one night and decided to jump into the pool? Or?
Group, but we are partial to a bit of a strip.
Yeah, there'd be a nude one amongst the group of girls. There's always the nude one.
When you're on holiday, you can, because it's the first time. Like when I went to Maldives, it's one of the only times where like you don't get recognised and you can just be free.
Well, that's right. And have you ever had a boyfriend like Orlando Bloom with Katy Perry that day when they were on the paddleboard? I don't know if you saw that, girls, and he had an extra rudder in the water.
Orlando was an impressive size, I'm not
gonna lie. Yeah, no, he put on a good show, didn't he?
Yeah, good for him, man. If I had one like that, I'm sure I'd be getting it up.
Well, when you arrive in Australia, we'll organise Orlando Bloom and a nude tour of Sydney without any paparazzi. Something a little bit different for you.
Thank you. That sounds perfect. Thank you.
No, we're very excited to have you back, girls. The Glory Days Tour coming to Australia in July. Tickets go on sale next Wednesday at livenation.com.au. You're going to get in quick, though, because they will sell very quickly. Thank you so much for joining us, girls. Enjoy your time and can't wait to see you in July.
You too. Thank you.
Bye, girls. Sydney's Fitzy and Wither. Dover. Lights. Camera. Clarity. Sarah, in a new computer game, The Hunt for Taylor Swift. Is that right?
No, it's not a new computer game.
Sorry, what is it?
The Paps are hunting her.
Oh, I completely misunderstood this story.
So I don't know if you guys had noticed. I know it's my love of gossip that drives this segment, but she has been MIA for a little while now. We have not seen a photo. She hasn't put anything candid up on her social media since November last year. She hasn't been papped since the beginning of January. She's totally vanished.
Well, it seems to be that celebrities of that caliber need that break, don't they? I mean, Sheeran did it. He went, guys, I'm switching the phone off. Just don't come looking for me.
But
I'll be
away. How do they get away with that? The only thing that they can think is that she's holed up writing a new album and that she might possibly be in her Manhattan apartment. She has places all over the country. Mm. But Ed Sheeran stopped by the apartment, but he went in by himself and left by himself. So he might have just been staying there or doing something. They are very close.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, no one knows where she is. Fascinating that she wouldn't have been seen going down the street or something.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'd do in this situation? Ruby Rose. Give her a call. Who's got Ruby Rose? Ruby Rose?
Oh, yeah, because she's in the squad.
Yeah, Ruby said anything? Can we see if Ruby said anything?
Not. I mean, Ed Sheeran, we know now, is a multi-millionaire, but it's not bad when you've got that as a relationship where Taylor Swift's got about 50 places across America. Taylor, can I just drop in and just use your place in Hollywood?
It's not bad, is it?
I'm in Chicago over the weekend. Can I just borrow your place?
Yep. Well, it would be more private than going to a hotel. Because really, in a hotel, hotel room, do you think the staff would go through your stuff if you're Taylor Swift?
Of course they would. What about that house she bought next to one of the Kennedy kids?
In the Hamptons.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, man, right. When do we get the keys for that palace?
That place is amazing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we were talking the other day, how quickly do you text someone after you meet them with Taylor Swift? How quickly do you buy the house next to them after you meet them?
Yeah, it was a bit weird because they didn't last too long, did they?
There's nothing creepy about it.
I know we've all been hanging out for new music from this guy. John Mayer has a new song.
Oh, great.
Yes!
Yes! All now, hold on. He has revealed that it's about how much he misses his ex, Katy Perry. Have a listen. I have some of it.
I still keep your shampoo in my shower. In case you want to wash your hair.
That's a joke. It's a joke.
No, it's not.
And I know that you probably found yourself some more somewhere. But I do not really care.
What more shampoo?
As long as it is there, I still feel like you're mad.
Not Saturday Night Live.
No, it's not.
Still feel like Kimmel. Is Kimmel behind it?
No. Still feel like you're mad. Whoa, it's a bit elevated music, isn't it?
Yeah. Still feel Can we find like out what Katy Perry's shampoo is?
Mm. Yeah, no, it's raised a few questions, hasn't it? How good is her shampoo if he still misses it? No, it's called Still Feel Like Your Man. And he's revealed when he was talking about the new music, he said that it was about her. He said, that was my only relationship. I've not dated a lot of people in the last 5 or 6 years. So it's like, give me this, people.
I would have gone with, your hair is a wonderland.
Yeah, or your body was a wonderland. Sure. Or well, your body's a fun park.
That would have been good. It's an odd one. Speaking of odd people, Drake has revealed this huge tattoo on his body across the side of his rib cage. He's had an image, someone's face inked. And who would have thought this is someone who he says is his absolute idol, Dr. loves Drake. Them. No, no. Well, this is that you would think it's someone in that sort of area of music. No, no, it's Sade.
Yes.
How odd is today's gossip?
Can we? But no, you got to wear sunglasses at night. Does Sade have a pair of sunglasses on? Have we got that song in the system? No.
I don't know what song you're talking
about. Sade.
I wear those sunglasses. No, is that Sade?
I don't know.
No,
mate.
I don't think it was.
So I can see.
No.
Sade. Okay. What is he stuck in 1993?
Well, he says he loves her so much. He's so full of admiration for her. He's taken it to the next level and he's got this tattoo as a tribute.
I thought you were going to say Rihanna.
I know. Or J-Lo. Possibly J-Lo.
Sade.
Yeah. I know. Very bizarre. Finally, Pamela Anderson has stormed off the set of a TV show interview. The reason is just a bit ridiculous. And I'd love to know if you guys would have done this. She suddenly picked up her jacket and stormed off in the middle of it because they pulled out a black and white school photo of her. And she said, I approve all of my photos. That was not one of them. And just took herself off the set.
Oh, come on. Don't be silly about that. You and I have partied with Pamela Anderson, haven't we, mate?
Have you?
At the old Chateau Marmont. Oh, that was a big night.
Is that where you followed her out trying to get a photo?
We partied with her, Sarah. Harassed, followed.
Security asked us to leave.
That's where Tom went up to two identical twins who were there who had dark hair and said, can I get a photo? He thought they were the Veronicas.
Tom had had 25 espresso martinis by this stage.
But the problem was that I offered them money for a photo.
Yeah. So when security came over and said, you're out for soliciting. Sitting.
Yeah, it wasn't the best.
Did you think they... well, I don't know what you said, but obviously you thought that was an invitation back to a bedroom, Tom.
I just love Veronica's, guys.
They thought... when they looked at Tommy and they thought that it was Russell Brand with a terminal disease. Who is this guy?
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand's lost it. Let's get him out of here.
Dressed as a rabid dog. Pizza driver, pizza, pizza driver, I'm a pizza driver, oh, pizza driver, oh, I'm a pizza driver, baby. You know what, you're the most popular guy on the planet, the opposite to a parking inspector, I reckon, when you're the pizza guy. Everybody loves you, they just go, what have you got for us, mate?
Sometimes they don't get treated too well, though, that's the thing.
I'm sorry, and I've apologised for the crime. Because I did rip off the system.
The poor teenage kid that had to deal with you quite a few years ago when you put your fake gold card together, your Pizza Hut gold card.
Made it on the printer.
You scored yourself $150 worth of pizzas for free.
I've admitted to the crime.
Pizza Hut said the only way that you can settle this debt is by actually coming in and working for us for a day. Thank you to everyone who's left voice messages, left orders. It was just brilliant. We actually got hundreds and hundreds of orders, mate, but you couldn't get out to everyone, could you?
I mean, it's impossible. I mean, I'm like Santa Claus on the night, you know. You've got to have one in every country as you roll around, dropping off the gifts. Mm. How good is pizza? The minute you walk into Pizza Hut, what's the slogan they're going with these days?
Oh,
I'm loving it.
No, that's McDonald's. Fresh and fast?
Fresh and fast.
No,
Pizza
I don't
Hut.
Think that's it.
Making it great? Wasn't it making it great
making
for a while?
It
Pizza Hut, making it great.
How was your Lycra t-shirt that you're wearing? It was quite tight, wasn't it, your Pizza Hut t-shirt?
Did you bring back your bum bag?
Oh, one of the workplaces I wandered into had the bum bag on. Oh. They had a beagle there. And it ran up and sat down at my legs. And I thought, oh, God, what's actually in this bum bag I've been set up? This is a Chappelle Corby scenario.
Do you not think the dog was after the pizza you were carrying?
Didn't even think about it, too. Okay. I just get nervous because I've been to so many festivals.
You got mobbed by pizza lovers yesterday, including Meg and her workmates, when you were making a delivery. Have a listen to this.
Let's deliver pizza! And eat half of it.
Who's the first order, guys?
Surrey Hills.
Hi, Pizza Hut order for Meg.
You ordered...
I don't know if it was wrong that I hugged all the girls as I left. Is that the sort of standard Pizza Hut delivery boy? Too friendly.
Well, did you hug all the boys?
Hey, you know what happened too after I dropped that pizza off to Meg, sir?
Yeah.
Looked in the bag and I'd forgotten to drop off the garlic bread. Where do
convenient.
You reckon? Where do you reckon that went pretty quickly?
Of course you did.
Straight down the gullet.
Well, you had some amazing pizzas, Hawaiian Meat Lover Supreme. Managed to deliver your hot pizzas to many who ordered, including our good friend. You stopped in to see Colin Fasnich, My Kitchen Rules judge.
This order is so late. Okay, order up. We're on.
Hey, the guy got a delivery for Colin.
Is that a Whopper? This is for you.
No. We're not doing Colin Fasnich wants pizza. These need to be legitimate pizza orders. What did you order, mate? Because I've got a lot of this to do today.
I ordered not that one.
We're not sending orders back.
Hold on. I ordered the ham pineapple. That's it. Thank you.
So you don't want the others? Okay. The other pizzas that I'm sure you ordered? Can we check the order on Colin Fasnich, please?
I don't know about his legitimate order. I'm not sure about that one. That's fine. Hard to park too when you're the pizza boy. Yeah. You know, you got to make sure the traffic's okay. You whack your hazards on, jump out of the car, run the pizzas in, keep them warm.
Go to the 15 Whipper Facebook page if you want to go see the video. But, mate, you were eating a lot more than you were delivering. And, Tom, Pizza Hut have sent us a message.
They have. They emailed us overnight, Pizza Hut HQ. They said, "Hi, Fitz and Whipper. We're pleased to let you know that Whipper's outstanding debt has been settled and no further legal action will proceed."
Innocent.
They've also said, "We'd like to extend a great thanks to Fitzy who brought this crime to our attention. And we want to present him with a Pizza Hut VIP gold card for his efforts."
Oh, wow.
Hang on a minute. Hang on. Whoa, stop for a minute.
Which is just amazing.
I bought it up, right?
No, but
Team Pizza, without the criminal.
Oh, no.
So what a great result. Fitzy gets a Pizza Hut VIP gold
what
card.
What else is in it for me?
Well, I'm the good Samaritan, mate. I'm the one that's dobbed you in.
You sent me all over Sydney with your ridiculous orders. I got there on time. I made the people happy and delivered the pizza, and all I get is a look-in maybe at your Pizza Hut gold card.
Yeah, you know what? You don't get a prize at the inner community service, do you, mate?
You're a good bloke. I'll go and maintain the trees in a median strip somewhere.
Well done. Go to the Fitzy and Whipper Facebook page if you want to go see Whipper delivering pizzas across Sydney.
Fitzy and Whipper and Fitzy, I love it when you rap battle on Friday. Don't know how much that Whipper weighs.
What?
Ask him later on at the buffet.
My
what are you wearing?
Huh?
You do look like Fireman Sam.
Yeah, are you jumping out of a plane?
No, it's a harness, guys.
Why?
That's just a clue about what you're going to see someone drops that beat for me.
What clue are you giving wearing Kylie's hot pants as well?
It's gold, Sarah. Like, I'm flying. I won't give away too much.
You've gone with gimmicks.
I'm a rap king.
So your rap's not that good, you've gone with gimmicks.
No, I'm a big showmate. That's what I am.
It's a special edition of it today because, look, we can't go with this bed. We can't go with this opener. We've got a new one for the losers today.
You know what? Takes me back to my little ats days where I would go in the 100 metre sprint, never get a place, and they'd run a loser's final. Yeah. There was only three people, so you knew you'd get a place. Yeah. Always snuck in there for one.
Can I just ask, Sarah, you're judging, right?
Yeah.
What are you looking for? Is it a quality rap or is it ridiculous gimmicks and it's a bloke in a Fireman Sam harness?
It's all about the lyrics and the delivery, but it's a performance, Maddie. Oh. So, unfortunately, will be a level of sort of, I'm going to be impressed.
Well, I don't obviously want to sway you at all, but
flowers.
I just happen to have a bunch of flowers here for you, which I'd love you to have.
Thanks,
a chocolate
Maddie.
Bunny
oh
heading
my God,
into
I
Easter.
Love chocolate.
That's disgusting.
And a one-of-one issue Robbie Shiraz bottle of wine. The rapper's
Robbie Shiraz.
Presented to you. No one else in the world has
this.
That might get you over the line. It might get you over the line because I don't think you're rapping, Will, because this was you up against Fergo the last time you rapped.
Robbie Shiraz, big in the Barossa, reading the news for some Big Brother tosser. That's good. Stride around seven, act like a big wig, but you're nothing toe-to-toe with the traffic pig. What? Yeah, you have hair while I'm kind of bare, but deep down you know I'll take your news chair.
That's good stuff. That's crap.
That's crap rap.
Well, you want to talk about crap? What about your effort, Whipper, against Dave Campbell?
Far away.
Campbell, what a scramble. I'm not here to put up with a madman's ramble. I've never had a win, but look at this screen. People asking, hey, Whipper, where you been? Well, I'm back now. Time to bow. Fat and happy like a baby in his nappy. Dancing with the stars. Hey, that was you. Didn't watch. Not worth the view.
It was actually a very, very strong performance.
You both got spanked, so I don't know if you should go into this confident, either of you.
Fitzy and Whipper, Whipper and Fitzy. I love it when you rap battle on Friday. Don't know how much that Whipper weighs. Escalator on at the buffet.
Wrap up of the week. Losers edition.
It is losers edition. This is just awesome. I mean, the two fellas who have struggled. I mean, we've been going, wrap up of the week has been over a year old now. And these two boys have never come away with a win. They've never been on the podium. They're just life revolves around losing.
I get it, mate. I get it.
Surely, Sarah, there must be points deducted for a grown white man wearing a giant gold jumpsuit.
It's beautiful glitter that you've got on there, Whip.
Just don't be. You know what upset me when David Campbell rapped, all right, against me. Okay, he just smashed you with flattery. He was all over you, sucking up the judges'
bum. So did Larry Emder. Why do you think he got a win?
Yeah, but what concerns me is De Groot's already dropped off the flowers. I've gone to all this effort and he could have the victory because he's tried to steal your heart.
Well, this is the thing. I'm looking at this set and not one of these things is actually just for me, is it?
It's for your enjoyment.
Do you know who you look like, mate?
Who?
And that could be your name today.
What's that?
Fat Man Double Scoop.
No. That is not what I'm looking for, mate.
Or Michael Snackson.
That is not the idea. Look, the great thing out of today's losers battle is that there will be a winner.
Yeah.
Okay? Someone will walk away happier than they stand here right now.
Yeah. One of us because they've rapped, the other because they've gone gimmicks, set, and they've even got their words printed out on an auto cue.
Yep.
Oh, what?
Because and that needs to be recognised.
That's because I'm strapped to a harness, mate. When you see the show, you're going to understand why. I'm delivering what the people want. So if you want to get your lazy rap out of the way, we can get on with this.
Who's going to go first?
I'm going first. Thank you.
Oh, Maddie De Groot's going first.
Let's do it.
He's nervous. This is awesome.
Hit it, Jay.
Oh, here we go. Come on, Maddie. Bring it home.
Don't stuff it up, buddy.
Yeah. It's ginger nuts.
Now, Whipper is scared of losing his hair, but his life's one big losing affair. If he wrote his rap, I'd be surprised. Like everything he does, it's a disguise. It's not his work, he's not that funny. He has a team of writers who mobilise to save him and write the gags, because his own work is fertilised. A battle for last, that's a first for me. This is Robbie Shiraz, you got a thirst for me. Whipper's used to it, he was born to lose. His radio chat makes people hit snooze while people tune in to him. He read the news while I break story. He wears platform shoes. Yeah, here we go. Time to lay off the booze and Pavlova because you got bigger boobs than Anna Kournikova. Your rhymes are whack, all you do is snack. That's why you got the sack from Hamish and Andy. But his dreams weren't crushed like a ball he bounced back as the lesser half of this Nova operandi. You're busy laughing at the other stuff. You got to listen to the words. Here we go.
Maddie,
keep the beat going.
Only works these hours for the brekkie menu, cause Macca's is his favourite venue. He's a rich old man, a Scrooge McDuck. His favourite song's the Mr. Whippy Truck.
Oh!
I'm so sorry, Sarah, I know your back is sore from carrying the show, which would be a bore. Whoa. We all think you're more amazing than a whip a donut with extra glazing.
Oh!
Amazing!
That actually sounded really good.
Yes.
When the music cut out and you finished the song.
Thank you.
You did so
also,
well.
Also, you all just kind of just went off in a little giggle phase during one of the best parts. If I could just, for a second, because you were
I'm
distracted.
Sorry.
A chance to sell it in further,
please,
Sarah.
Go ahead.
Time to lay off the booze and Pavlova because you got bigger boobs than Anna Kournikova. Your rhymes are whack. All you do is snack. That's why you got the sack from Hamish and Andy. But his dreams weren't crushed like a ball. He bounced back as the lesser half of this Nova operandi. I just want all that on the record.
I'm sorry. You only get one chance at your rap, buddy. So I don't know why you've just tried to convince the judge here. Go ahead,
Fitz. Can I just say, Sarah, not a bad effort, though. That was good.
That is actually your best so far. You did stop a few times.
Yeah, to get my breath or because you all weren't focusing.
All right, Whips, come on.
Okay, guys, now I just want you to let you know, I need to paint a picture for you right now. If you're not streaming live on the Fitzy and Whipper Facebook page, I've got the Madonna mic on. I'm wearing a gold tracksuit. There's a harness underneath and they're about to strap me up because I am the rap king and I am flying.
Now, has anyone tested this to see that it can hold your weight?
Hey, Robbie, what's the weight limit on this puppy? 150, you know, I was at Pizza Hut yesterday.
I think this is the same harness as they used to
here we go.
to send beached whales back out of the ocean.
Hang on, I've got to undo the jacket. Tight around the neck, Robbie, I'm choking. Bad start. Okay. Now, it's not just me flying high with a heart. You got that on, Robbie? I mean, he's one of the best scouts you'll get in Sydney, Robbie.
Look, just
strap me up, mate.
If we have the emergency services out there, there might be a depressed roof at 33 Saunders Street in Pyrmont in any second now.
If there's a roof fixer out there with the rain, not only will it be me hanging out.
You're not that high off the ground, are you?
Well, I'm just...
Your feet are actually...
Robbie... You can probably just stand.
Oops. Guys, can you spin me back round to the front? I'm just spinning around. I'm facing a black curtain at the stage and I can't see the lyrics.
Go to the Facebook page, the Fitzy and Whipper Facebook page. This is live right now. Whipper, are you ready to go?
Now, I'm almost ready to go. One thing I said to Magic Millie was, it can't be only me out the front. I said, I want girls in bikinis. Millie, bring them out. Yeah. Oh, no, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. That's Jack and Harry. Why have I got two men that look like they've sat in a pub for 20 years?
Whoa!
Are these my dancers, Millie? You're kidding me.
Lovely budgie smugglers,
okay,
boys.
Okay, guys, if you guys are there, we're ready to do this. All I ask is that there's budgie smugglers with my face on it. All I ask, fellas, is if you keep me facing the
right way. He's got personalised underwear saying, Whipper Rap King. This is appalling.
I'm ready to do this, guys.
Hey, instead of rap, it should be Wayne.
Okay. My nuts are squashed. All right, here we go. I'm ready, guys. Drop that beat. Here we go.
Oh, bring it home.
Oh, my God.
It's Guy Grossi.
I'm the rap king. Sorry to keep you waiting. Ladies lining up, keen for gyrating. How many kings have you met? This one you won't forget. All the girls are screaming, he's so fine. But right now, victory's on the line. A win is so close, can't you read the sign? So shut up, peasants, and build me a shrine. I'm up, I'm down, I'm flying all around. So high above the sky, I can't hardly see the ground. Amazing grace, yeah, I know you like the sound. Once was lost, but now I'm found. I'm here today to save you from the pound. Dressed in gold, just waiting for a crown. Mac DeGroote thinks he owns the planet. All day at the gym, abs harder than granite. Downstairs, there's not much in his packet. His nickname is Avocado Agate. But that's not all, he's bald and tall. Check the status, no victory on the wall. Mac DeGroote, it's sad to see you crawl. Set himself up for another big fall. Now, yeah, a whip before the win, vote one. A whip before the win, vote one. A whip before the win, vote one. Whip before the win, vote one. Whip before the win, vote one. Whip before the win. God, get me down off the harness. Get me down off the harness.
Leave him there.
I've got
leave him there.
I've got backup dancers. Guys, everyone, great work. How you doing with the backup dance? Yeah? We've all got Whipper King rap t-shirts. This has been the best rap ever.
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. You have two pasty white men who are smacking the back of you whilst you're wearing a gold jumpsuit with a group of uninterested backup singers whilst you sweat like a pig and hang and try to gravitate yourself back to so you can see the words of your own rap.
Have you got a doona suit on?
No, that's his body.
No, but I'm getting rope burn around the neck, guys, and what you couldn't see unless you're watching, you got to check out the video. Curtain dropped, backup dancers had 20 of them behind me ready to rap.
Okay, Sarah, this is tough. This is really tough.
It is quite tough. Whips, I feel like you've done a really great effort. Your dancers were really into it. You've done an amazing setup. You're hanging from the ceiling.
Hand it.
But I got to say, DeGroote's lyrics were pretty amazing.
You're kidding.
It's going about it.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me. You're kidding. No.
Spin him around. Spin him around, DeGroote. Spin him.
Wait, revote. I'd like to lodge an objection there, please. I think we should at least get the team to vote. Tommy?
Unfortunate time to bring it in as well. we're talking about unfortunate names. Love to hear from you, 13, 20, 14. This is tough in this day and age at the moment, you know. The world, the globe is still financially, the economy is a bit hard.
Mm-hmm. She's unsettled.
You know, unemployment is rising and there's an Indian engineer at the moment who has been rejected from 40 jobs. I mean, it's tough as an engineer. You do a lot of study. Mm. At the end of it, you know, you've got to start from very low to work your way up in the system.
So true.
This poor bugger can't find a job. Now, we've done a little bit more investigating. The reason why he's struggling is because the bloke's name is Saddam Hussein. His name is spelt slightly differently, but unfortunately when he goes in for a job interview and they see his name, he doesn't get past the next stage, sir.
Yeah. You would think Saddam obviously would be a popular name over there.
Yeah, it would.
And Hussein is probably a popular surname. Yeah.
So that doesn't seem fair. There's jokes around it, isn't there?
There are. There's quite a few. There's an independent running in the US at the moment, a politician. His name is Oliver Loser.
Okay. How's he going with it all? Living up to his name?
Not a good start.
You're a loser before you've started.
Well, Scotty Cam's beautiful mum as well. We heard about that one.
What's her name again?
Gay.
That's right. Gay Cam. Please don't Google that because it might cost you $29 a month.
We tried to get some information on it one day and... next thing you know, 45 minutes later, I was still on the internet going,
which is strange.
Whoa, can't, I couldn't believe it.
It was just good to have you off chat roulette for a while, to be honest. Straight on the gay cam.
There's also fortunate names. Do you know that there's a Chinese lawyer that you can get? And this is where we rely. Her name is Su Yu.
No, it's not. You
and she
that
will,
up.
Sarah. She it's, will.
That's
it's
not true.
It's Sueyo.
Imagine if she had her own personal issue and she dropped her card on your desk and it just said Sueyo.
I'm Sueyo.
Oh, Sueyo by Sueyo.
Pete and Croydon Park, what was your unfortunate name?
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend, her surname was Lee and her first name was Ugg.
Ugg Lee.
Give me a break. Yeah. Was it really?
Come on.
Yeah.
You know there's no prize attached to this phone topic, Pete.
Are you joking me?
No, you're joking me, Pete. Anthony and Cronulla, what's your cousin's name?
My surname and hers is Mandic. It's spelled M-A-N-D-I-C.
Yeah.
And my cousin's first name is Anita.
Oh, come on.
I'll remind everyone that we've already given away the gold class tickets for tonight.
Come on. Magic Millie and Luke, there's got to be better than that,
have
man.
You ever met someone called Anita?
Oh, come on.
Anita. I know Anita.
Oh, Anita.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, you're right.
What did you think it was?
I just thought it was a made up. I thought it was... I thought the name was Anita.
Yeah, but the slur sort of Anita.
That's why I went...
Anita.
I didn't think of Anita. I just went with Anita.
Heaven help your third child when it comes.
It's been a rough morning for me, Sarah.
It has.
You know that.
I know.
Okay.
Well, Lisa from Penrith, what was your unfortunate name?
Well, I worked at this bridal shop years ago in the States, and this girl came in for a fitting, and her name was Cinnamon, and she was getting married to a guy with the surname of Roll.
Cinnamon rolls.
Oh, I've never liked them. Too much cream. Not good for the waistline.
At the wedding, isn't it?
Good idea. Gary, welcome to the show from Balcombe Hills. You got an unfortunate name, Gaz?
Mate, it's a dentist in Military Road, Mossman, called Dr. Fang.
Oh, Dr. Fang. He's a dentist.
He's a dentist. He's really busy, but F-A-N-G, Dr. Fang.
That's
wow.
cool.
Wow.
See,
I thought you were just
Dr. Fang.
I thought you were just going to say your own name. I thought Gary was the
I did too.
One we were going to have a bit of a laugh at this morning, but you had something else to say.
Can we get one more on? Can we get Osman on? Osman, what's your unfortunate name?
Mate, I used to go to school with a set of twins. Their names were Gin and Tonic.
No, you didn't.
Thanks for the call, Richard Wilkins. Now, yesterday, team, if you listened to the show, Guy Sebastian was in the studio, and we mentioned that he was coming along to a primary school to visit a young girl called Mia. Mia is suffering from an incurable condition called Batten disease, and Guy came along with us to sing for Mia and her school friends and her little brother Toby. Her mother Peter was there as well, but Mia loves music, so that's why we decided to make a special trip for the school yesterday. To tell you a little bit more, Batten disease is a rare generic disease, and Mia's mum Peter did a TED talk about her daughter's condition. This is the TED talk. We wanted to play it for you today. Excuse me. And it's Peter explaining her story.
I'm a mother of two. Toby is four and likes Lego and jumping off things. And my daughter Mia is six and likes warm baths, horse riding and hugs. When my daughter dies, I will wash her and dress her. I will put flowers in her hair. We will play music, light candles and hold her. I've just given you a tiny glimpse into the weird universe you find yourself living in when you're a parent with a dying child. Before her diagnosis, Mia had been running around, scooting, singing songs, and starting to count. And then out of the blue, Mia had a seizure. The seizures got worse. And then suddenly, she was struggling to walk and talk. There is no preparation for being told your child has no future. Hamish and I were sitting next to Mia's bed in the Sydney Children's Hospital in Randwick. The neurologist walked into the room with an entourage of specialists and social workers and confirmed our worst fears. Mia has neuronal ceroid lupofuscinosis, or late infantile Batten disease, a very rare genetic neurodegenerative condition that affects less than one in 100,000 children. A young doctor on the team started crying. I crawled onto the bed with Mia and closed my eyes and held her. Her warm little body comforted me. That even when you're told there is no hope, somehow you still manage to find it.
The bravery from Peter and the family is just amazing, just amazing. And when we saw that TED talk, it's confronting to hear, but at the same time, I'd never heard of Batten disease at all. And the 31st of this month is their major awareness day, which we look forward to being part of and doing what we can there too. So that's why we wanted to bring some joy yesterday with taking Guy along to the school to perform, because like we said, Mia just loves music, and we wanted to bring some light to the school classroom. So Mia was there with her mum, Peter, and also Toby, the little brother. This was in Freshwater yesterday where we brought some joy to the classroom.
What an awesome school you guys go to. And they've been so great to Mia, and such great stories about how everyone looks after her and stuff. What an incredible school. You guys are awesome. Oh, should we hear some singing? Yeah. What do you reckon? All right.
Hey, oh, do you like it like that? I'm the only one who can love you like that. Sing, hey, oh, do you like it like that?
Good.
I'm the only one who can love you like that, yeah. These battle scars don't look like they're fading. Someday I know we're gonna beat, again, gonna beat, again like a drum, like a drum, oh.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was a special day. We went around the classroom and said, who's your favourite artist? And they all said Taylor Swift. But that's fine. Guy was okay with that. But you can find out more about Batten disease at bounceforbatten.com.au, and that moving TED talk that Mia's mum, Peter, gave. We're going to get that up at the Fitzy and Whipper page if you would like to hear that in its entirety.
Fitzy and Whipper.
Nova.